Angels are fascinating. Do you believe you have a guardian angel? Movies and TV tell us they may help struggling sports teams or intervene to help stressed human beings in times of trouble. But do angels really exist? How do you know? How can you know? You can search the subject of angels in literature and on the internet, but most of what you find is based on fables and myths. What's the real story? Stay tuned as we explore the surprising truth about angels.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Are you captivated by stories of invisible supernatural beings? Hundreds of years ago, people debated about the number of angels that could dance on the head of a pin. Yet even in our modern high-tech world, interest in the spirit world has never been stronger. Can angels help you? If so, how could they? To discuss this fascinating topic, we're joined with two ministers from the United Church of God, Paul Suckling, and senior writer of the Good News Magazine, Gerald Ost. Welcome, men.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, it's a big subject we're going to be talking about, angels. And I suppose one of the very first questions that come to mind when you talk about angels in the spirit world is, are they real? I mean, do they really exist?
Well, in answer to your question, Steve, there are many theories that go around. Some, as you say, complete myths. There are scientists that believe we were planted here by aliens. There are those that are totally devoted to evolution who believe nothing spirit exists. But we look to the scriptures as the only authoritative source on angels, and it clearly says that God created them.
So ultimately, if you look to truth, that we didn't just spring up from some primeval soup, and you look to where you can find truth, we've got to turn to the Bible. Don't we have to turn to the Bible to know where truth is?
Bible is the absolute source to all of this. And after all, God calls himself creator. So the angels, of course, were created.
Okay, so what is an angel? And if we look to the Bible talks about angels. What is an angel?
An angel is a messenger. That's literally what the word means. And angels are servants, and they're made, as Paul said earlier, of spirit essence. They cannot be flesh. They're not able to make themselves into flesh. Of course, bad angels can give an appearance of the, you know, human body.
So they're not little babies wafting around with wings or anything like that?
No, that makes for a good story, but we're not going to be able to prove that in any way here. You can't prove it anywhere. That's just not the case at all. And they are great angelic, spirit-made creations of Almighty God, and he was very pleased himself when that took place, you know, when he created the angels.
Now, if you said that God created the angels, that he's the creator, how do we know that? How do we know that that's true? When did that take place, that creation of angels?
Well, we can't give an exact date and time because the scriptures don't do that for us. But we do know that they existed and they shouted for joy. And the rejoicing must have been terrific in heaven when God spread out this universe as like a curtain. And this whole expanse of the universe appeared. The angels shouted for joy. They were so impressed and thrilled with the whole thing. And we know that they were in the Garden of Eden when God created Adam and Eve, the first two human parents. So they were in sequence before human beings were placed on this earth.
So we don't necessarily have the date and time?
Oh, no, we don't at all have the date and time.
But we know before.
But we know time sequence. We know before and we know after. We know that they were created before Adam and Eve because, as was mentioned, Lucifer, who became Satan, was in the Garden of Eden. So somewhere in that time, actually, to use the word time is a misnomer because there was no time before human beings were on this earth. Time is relegated or given to human beings and only used for human beings.
And those angels serve not just humanity but God himself. He has like a royal court in heaven with 24 elders. And these are created beings that are there as a kind of a council. Not that God needs help, but he has counsel.
So oftentimes we think of the supernatural. We have these weird images that come to mind. But here we're talking about a messenger that serves God in his creation. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yes. They are such great, magnificent beings. And they serve God, but they serve human beings. When they serve human beings, they are serving God.
Now, how does that fit then when we look at things historically, we kind of hinted at this a little bit when we talked about Adam and Eve and the garden and how they were at that place at that time, and also the fact that they were shouting for joy when God created the world. But when we look at historically, you know, speaking, how do we know, are they all good ones for that matter?
Well, that's a very good point here. They were all originally good, holy angels. It was only later on, after certain things took place, that some of the holy angels became evil angels, bad angels, wicked angels. And that's how that developed, and that had to do over the plan of God.
So they were all good, all holy angels. They all, in a sense, were perfect when they were created. Would that be fair to say?
Right. The scriptures record that, and God even says of Satan that you were perfect in the day in which you were created, until iniquity was found in you. So Satan, somewhere along the line, set his heart on God's throne, lusted after the power that God had, and wanted to take it away from God. And from that action, demons developed.
So there's no doubt the Bible says there is a real spirit world. And in a sense, we're looking at two sides of the coin here. We know they were created good to begin with,
yes.
But there's also this other side.
Yeah, the other side is the one that causes people concern. People look and think about and read material about or play games about the evil world, and they think that it's fun to be able to dabble into that. That's a very dangerous thing to do. So we need to focus more on, and should focus almost entirely on, God and the fact that His holy angels are servants and that they help us. They protect us. They look after us. All of these things are helpful. They build up and they sustain our lives. It's all good with the holy angels, but there is a dark side to it.
Mm-hmm. And so when you begin to look at that creation, the creation began as perfection, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then as it happened, they had a choice, I suppose you could say. So they could choose for themselves.
And some of the angels that, as you said, were created good, made the decision, made the choice to follow Satan in his rebellion. And they've set their character, their way of thinking, their way of life ever since.
The very first verse in the Bible, if I can bring this up, Genesis 1:1, shows that the earth was created perfectly. And only in the second verse it became null and void. It became chaotic. And that fits in with what Paul was saying, and you were indicating, that those evil angels then set their minds on destroying the very environment that human beings were going to live on. And it was going to be a good thing, but Satan tried to destroy the environment, and if he couldn't destroy the environment, he'd try and destroy the human family.
Well, that sounds like a very, very interesting point. In fact, we're going to come back to that, because there's a lot to this story about angels. And in fact, we're going to talk about how it can affect you, how it affects your life, and the different types of angels that the Bible talks about. So stay with us, and we'll have more for you when you come back.
Who is behind the universe? By what power is everything made that we see? Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Who is God? Get a complete and logical picture of who God is by tracing what He says about Himself throughout the Bible. Follow God's conversations with Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and Daniel. Read where to find in the Bible Jesus' descriptions of God and who He Himself was sent from heaven to reveal the Father who had not been known. See the astonishing connection between God and yourself and grasp your limitless potential to partake of God's own nature. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Who is God?
We've been talking about angels in the spirit world. We have a booklet that you can order free. Go to beyondtoday.tv, order this booklet. This one talks about who is God. There is a spirit world. You need to learn about it. It's important for you. We hope you'll do that. It's free for the asking. We've been talking about angels. Now, that is a huge subject. And when you talk about angels specifically, why are they there? What's their purpose? I think that's one of the first things that come to mind. Why are angels around? What is their purpose? Is there even a purpose for angels?
Well, there is, because there are well over 300 biblical references to angels throughout the Old and the New Testament. And God has created these beings not only to serve Him and carry out His will throughout the universe, but also to serve His physical creation, mankind.
So it's important. With that many references, it's got to be something that's important, isn't it?
Oh, it's extremely important. Human beings know that they serve God. but angels also serve God.
So they're servants of God.
They
now,
are
what
indeed.
About other purposes? Are there examples in the Bible that talk about the purpose for angels? Are there examples that show that they're there?
One that comes to mind is in the Old Testament with the prophet Elisha. And he was with a young man who saw this physical army surrounding them. And he was very, very frightened and concerned. And he looked at Elisha and he said, "We've had it. This is hopeless. Nowhere to go." And Elisha prayed and said, "Open his eyes and show him who's on our side." And of course, God performed this miracle. And around about came these chariots of fire, obviously manifested from God to show the power that was behind Elisha and the power that God has. And it was demonstrated through the angelic realm.
So a whole angelic army that showed the power behind God, and that, you know, they're unseen, but can be manifested in some ways, can't they?
Yeah, they certainly can. You can take, for example, in Daniel, the latter part of Daniel, where Daniel was approached by an angel. He was trying to help Daniel, and the prince of Persia, which was a demon, was fighting against him. So the angels are pervasive throughout the Old and New Testament, and people have been engaged by them. Gideon is one, a whole number of them.
Now, are there specific examples as far as angels serving mankind, that kind of aspect when you think about it?
Well, just as Jerry was saying, that example in Daniel, the angel was sent with a specific message and a prophecy for Daniel to record.
So the part of angels being messengers fits in that category, as well as angels serving mankind. They both fit in that
right.
particular example.
It's a service to God that he works through angels. And Daniel was so overawed by the vision of this angel, the power, the might, the authority that he had, that he just fell on his face, exhausted and drained of all energy. So to see a vision of something like that must have been very, very inspiring to Daniel.
So that brings a whole different vision than this concept of little baby cherubs with wings, you know, chubby little things flying around.
Like little Michelin babies.
Yeah. right. So we should have a respect, in a sense.
I think there should be a great deal of awe toward the angels, although we don't worship them. You know, back in Revelation 19, John was approached by this angel. And so he fell down. He was about to worship him. And the angel said, "No, you don't worship me. Stand up." He says, "We are both servants. We both serve God." And here was a mighty angel, not almighty, but mighty. Mm-hmm. And John was told by that holy angel that was faithful to God and loyal to God not to fall down and worship him. He said, "Worship God."
So we find a little bit more information then. How about characteristics? Yeah, we talk about purposes. What about characteristics of these angels? Is there like one or two of them? How many angels are we talking about in God's creation?
Well, we have no idea the total number. We do know there are very probably hundreds of millions. In one scripture, it says he comes with 10,000 times 10,000. And there you've got 100 million. Now, you add that to all of the innumerable examples you have and all of the, well, you could call them the categories or the orders of angels, mm-hmm. and you probably have hundreds of millions throughout this universe.
So that creation is just expansive when you think about how many yeah. there can be. Other characteristics that fit in with that?
People need to realize that there are angels all around this earth, and most of them are good angels, and they report to God, and God gives them direction, and they're back and forth between the throne of God and this earth.
What about the concept of, I think that most people probably have, is of like a guardian, that angels watch over us, or that kind of concept?
Well, there are examples in scriptures of the angels dealing directly with human beings. You have the example in the New Testament of the Apostle Peter, who was in prison, shackled, and an angel released him from those shackles, opened the prison door and let him out. And the group that he went to, the home that he went to, they were absolutely shocked that they couldn't believe that Peter had got out of prison. And
supernatural means
exactly,
that he was able to do that.
So that was probably a direct command from God to go and release Peter.
So the angel was serving man. Other examples in calamities or difficulties that angels show up on the scene, God sends them and helps people? Other thoughts come to mind?
Well, I'm thinking about Daniel in the lion's den, a Bible story that a lot of people know about. Mm-hmm. Whether or not Daniel actually saw him in person, I don't know. But he did stop, this angel did stop the lion's mouth. Because those were hungry lions, and they were kept from eating, and of course they would have otherwise torn Daniel to bits.
And isn't there that other example in Daniel that talks about Michael, one of the angels, standing up
yeah,
for his people?
Daniel chapter 12, it shows that Michael and his angels stand up for the people of God in the very end time. And there's no better time when human beings need help and protection. And Michael, very faithful that he is, and his angels are going to help God's people.
So in a sense, you have these two aspects. We find angels serving God, but they're also ministering to his people. They're serving God's faithful people in that sense. Other aspects that come to mind, can they just show up on the scene? Do they manifest themselves? You know, they just appear, or how does that work?
There is an interesting story in the book of Genesis, and the Lord, and Abraham obviously recognized that it was the Lord, was coming towards him with one person on either side, who ended up being the two angels that went down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and finally, when God was ready, they called down the fire from heaven and destroyed. And they said to Lot and his family, "We've got to get you out of here, otherwise you'll go with everybody else." And so it must have been a vivid time for them in having angels turn up and bring them out of that disaster.
So they're a messenger, they're bringing a message, and they're also dragging them by the hand to get out of there.
There are also a number of stories in the Old Testament where Israel was in great difficulty, and God sent his angels to help, you know, take care of the enemy and would destroy them. And if human beings, the Israelites at that time, were faithful to God, they saw the hand of the Lord or the hand of God, but those angels were the ones that dispersed the enemy and destroyed a lot of them.
When you talk about angels, and those are very evident examples. If we look at those examples, wow, anybody could see that these are powerful things that are just happening right there before our eyes. But what about the fact of being aware? Are we always aware that an angel may be around us or helping us or interacting with them?
The scripture does say, I don't want to take this away from you, in Hebrews what is it? 12? Chapter 13, verse 2. That if we're not careful, we can be, and we're not showing the love we should for people and, you know, giving of ourselves, we can actually entertain angels unawares, it says. So that happens on this earth. I mean, we might not normally think about it because we got a lot of other things to think about, but that can happen. So it's important for us to at least know that angels are around.
They can manifest themselves in human form. Now, they won't be flesh and bone and blood as we are, but they can manifest themselves in human form, and you would not know whether or not you were interacting with an angel or not. So we have to have great respect for their power. And God has used them in negative ways too. Mm-hmm. But I cut in on you.
Well, that's okay. In fact, we're out of time for this segment. In fact, we're going to go there. We're going to talk about that other side. We're going to look at not only the good angels, we've seen their purpose, but we're going to look at the differences then between the good and the bad angels, and more importantly, how it can affect you. So stay with us.
Who is behind the universe? By what power is everything made that we see? Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Who is God? Get a complete and logical picture of who God is by tracing what he says about himself throughout the Bible. Follow God's conversations with Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and Daniel. Read where to find in the Bible Jesus' descriptions of God and who he himself was sent from heaven to reveal the Father who had not been known. See the astonishing connection between God and yourself and grasp your limitless potential to partake of God's own nature. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Who is God? How to be a successful family is not a mystery to the readers of the Good News magazine. It will support you, too, with timely information and the inspiration to keep your life on track. Understand the best lifestyles for you and your family's success. Call 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv to make it all happen with your free subscription to the Good News.
We're offering a free subscription to our Good News magazine, 6 issues of the year. Not only talking about angels, but talking about all kinds of topics, from world news to family issues, all kinds of important information that will help you as you strive to do what's right. Order the Good News magazine. Go online. Of course, we've been talking about angels and all the different aspects. In fact, when we left our last segment, we were talking about characteristics of angels. And you were about to point out one specific example, a specific one on characteristics of angels.
Well, if we go back to the Old Testament, to the time of the first Exodus from Egypt with the Israelites, and they were told to put blood on the doorposts and lintels. I'm sure everybody's seen the Ten Commandments film, Cecil B. DeMille, and so on. Well, the Lord is the one who twice in that chapter is the one that says, "I will kill the firstborn." But we find that as the Lord passes over the house, if there's no blood on the doorposts or the lintel, then the destroying angel goes in. Mm-hmm. So we should have a high respect for the power that God has given to these created beings.
And so there you have a messenger, servant doing God's will, mm-hmm. but it can take many different forms as you look at that. In fact, that kind of brings us to this concept of a couple of different kinds of angels. You've got good angels on one hand, and if you want to simplify it, bad angels on the other hand. What's the difference?
Well, the good angels are simply loyal and faithful to God, and they're considered to be and are holy angels. They're righteous angels. There's no flaw in them. They follow through entirely with the way God thinks and acts. Then you have on the other side of the coin the evil angels, the wicked angels. And those are the ones that were once holy, of course, we've addressed this, and who, because of their corrupted attitude, their outlook, and how they wanted to remove God and destroy His plan, they became wicked, they became evil, and they are the avowed enemies of humanity.
So it's really simple. The good ones are holy and they obey.
Yep.
The bad ones disobey God and work against Him. Is that fair to say?
Yes. And in fact, it tells us in the New Testament that these spirits work in the minds of the children of disobedience. So they do influence the thinking of human beings. And they do encourage them to disobey God, to follow the wiles of Satan.
They can't control us, but they can influence if we're open to that. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I'd like to bring up this thought that I think addresses this as well. Paul talked to the Corinthians that Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. A little bit earlier in that same chapter, Paul said that he acted like another Jesus with another gospel and another spirit.
And so how does that tie in then?
So this ties in with human beings being deceived and their minds corrupted toward the true God. And then in 2 Corinthians 4:4, we are blinded. Human beings are blinded by the God, small g, God of this world.
And this would be Satan and his demons.
That would be Satan, the devil, and the demons. Yes, they
want
to be worshipped.
Is it fair to say they're actively working against what God has in mind for us?
Clearly, yes. They're trying to thwart God's plan. They feel as if they can overthrow, well, they couldn't overthrow God, although they tried to begin with Satan, then the demons came along. Then they tried with Adam and Eve, and of course they corrupted their way of life, and from there onwards built a wrong foundation.
So if we went back in time, we have these evil angels, the demons and Satan, really working against God all along the whole way, aren't they?
From here on into eternity, yes.
Yeah, there was never a time, as long as human beings are on this earth, or were on this earth, when Satan was not involved in some way to, you know, bring down, tear down, destroy, and get human beings to destroy themselves. God doesn't allow Satan to go ahead and destroy human beings directly. But as you can find with the example of patriarch Job, Satan had to get permission from God to be able to do certain things to Job. And God said that you can do thus and such, as you say, but you can't take his life. So Satan knows, the God of this world knows, the prince of the power of the air knows that he cannot directly take human beings' lives. So he gets us to do his dirty work.
So working against God is kind of their theme.
Yes.
They're working against God. Why? Why would they want to thwart God's plan? What's their purpose behind that?
Well, they've got twisted, demented minds now. They know that they will never become sons of God, which is something that the Bible describes human beings as being created to be. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 2 that God wants to bring many sons into glory. That's a wonderful future for all eternity to be the sons of God.
And so these evil ones are jealous. Would that be fair to say?
Good word to use.
They're going to be eventually replaced because, you know, the Apostle Paul talked about that eventually human beings who are made a part of the God family, they're given immortality, divine beings, which seems like a strange thing but isn't according to God. Those individuals, human beings, are going to be judging angels. That is probably the biggest rub that Satan and the demons have had rub against them throughout time.
So what about the effect then? If these angels are working against God's plan, they're working against individuals, they're working against you and I, what about that? What's the effect on people?
Well, human beings, of course, wind up with human nature. Jesus himself said to his disciples, you know, you being evil know how to give good gifts. And he was talking about how God was ready to give his Holy Spirit to people. Well, then he addressed, first of all, about the fact that human beings are evil. So we have this evil part of that comes from the God of this world.
And that can be influenced then.
They can be easily influenced.
And isn't there that passage that talks about the fact that we're not just fighting these physical things around us, but we're fighting, you know, evil forces. We're fighting these tremendously powerful, high, wicked spiritual forces.
That's right, in heavenly places. So they're above the earth, but they're also on the earth. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're up against.
Now, do we have to be afraid? Do we have to worry?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If we align our lives with God's will and what He wants us to do, then we know we have the protection of the angels, and God will look after us and look out for us.
God is faithful. He will not let us be destroyed.
And so we have to look to God. We have to look for Him for safety and security. He's got to be the focus.
And Satan, the demons know that.
Now, ultimately then, what happens? Does God just allow that to continue with these evil angels?
God has a plan, and there's going to come a time when that plan will come to its conclusion. And after that, and the demons know this, they are told that they're going to be cast out for all eternity. That's the latest information we have in the scripture on what God is going to do with them. So Satan and his demons will be removed from all influence on human beings at some time in the future.
How then, if they're being removed, how now, when we look at right now, how can we be sure that we have God's angels looking after us?
It's a real simple thing, but it's difficult because of our human nature, and that is simply to honor God. Turn to God, look into His Word, read His Bible, and pray to God and ask for Him to open our minds to understand what He has for us. Read some of our material. That's really helpful. It helps expound the Word of God. And once you do that, and the more you do that, the more you understand, the more that you have God's protection, and you feel comfortable and secure.
Angels are described as powerful spirit beings, and yet also described as servants of man. Now that implies that there's more for man that God has in mind. You need to find out about that. Check out our website, get our free literature, and stay tuned. We'll be back with more.
Who is God? Learn about God personally. Understand God's nature and character that you can rely on now and forever. See the astonishing connection between God and yourself, created in His own image. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of the Bible's answers to the question, Who is God? Every family needs a steady diet of good news, so get yours with your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. You'll regularly read about how to apply principles of family success that always work, raise happy children, enhance and solve problems in your relationship, and move ahead by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv for the good news. Help your family succeed.
The topic of angels goes far beyond movies and TV and the little stories we tell our children. Angels are mighty spirit beings that were created to serve God and man. The power of angels far exceeds mankind, but eventually we'll have even more power than the angels. God's goal for humankind is eternal peace and prosperity, and angels have a great role to play in all of it. Jerry and Paul, thanks for being here today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for watching today. We hope that when you remember this program, you'll look beyond today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.